a bad boy, Johnny. Don't you slip up or play the fool. Oh, no more, oh, no da. I'll be your golden boy. I will obey every golden rule.
Senator Scott, you recently reacted by praising Ronald Reagan for firing air traffic controllers in the 1980s, saying, you strike, you're fired. Would you fire thousands of striking auto workers today, Senator?
I'll say this. Joe Biden should not be on the picket line. He should be on the southern border working to close our southern border because it is unsafe, wide open, and insecure, leading to the deaths of 70,000 Americans in the last 12 months because of fentanyl.
So I understand that hardship is not a choice. But victimhood is a choice, and we choose to be victorious in the United States of America. You know what? If I was giving advice to those workers, I would say go picket in front of the White House in Washington, D.C. That's really where the protest needs to be. Disastrous economic policies that have driven up prices, that have driven up interest rates and mortgage rates, at the same time wages remaining stagnant.
You know that guy who's always just a little bit too loud and a little bit too forceful in everything he says? Over enunciates everything, and yeah. You know, is like, I would like to have a chicken salad sandwich, please. You know, like that kind of guy, right?
Stay away from Family Guy,
right? That's Vivek Ramaswamy, right? I mean, isn't that isn't everything he says a little too clear? I mean, I don't mind. It's interesting. He's certainly got a lot of lines. A very thoughtful guy. I like him. I don't think he's really fit for the presidency just yet anyway. But so he's got a line, and his line is they shouldn't be picketing there. They should be picketing the White House because they're responsible. Tim Scott's line, you know, he shouldn't be on the picket line there. He should be on the southern border doing his job. And then the would-be stand-up comedian Mike Pence steps up to the microphone. This thing on? I got a line I've been waiting on. My handler's telling me to deliver this line. Here you go. You ready? Y'all ready?
Look, I do disagree with something Tim Scott just said. Joe Biden doesn't belong on a picket line. He belongs on the unemployment line.
Best comment from a moderator ever.
That's how I laugh at my husband.
There's never been anything so disparaging from the entire panoply of Donald Trump's put downs that was ever as effective as. That's just fantastic. Oh, man. And I kind of, in my head, what I heard was. That's what I heard going on inside of my head. So 437-1620, you wanted to say something, Candy?
No, I was going to see if you could play that clip after I say this.
Oh, all
hey,
right.
Hey, where do cantaloupes go for summer vacation?
You want to play the clip?
John Cougar's Melon Camp. There, see? That's what it sounds like. Here's a lamp.
Live producing this show in real time. I love it. So, which by the way... You're right. That clip needs to be used more often. I like it. So, Pence did not have a good night. And more to the point, Pence made it hard to support him because, yes, he knows what he's doing. Yes, he knows what he's talking about. And, yes, we know he's talking as slowly as humanly possible about it. Although, do remember Obama's pacing. You know, when things would take. More time than any of you people thought was possible. So just
okay,
remember.
That's spot on. Very good, by the way. That's great.
As much as I do a pretty weak Bernie, I do an okay Obama. So you know, Pence's not the slowest speaker that we've ever had to endure on a debate stage. But okay, back to the point. He just. Everything he did last, you know how some people, everything they touch turns to gold? Everything he touched turned to unfunny. And that's, you know, I don't think he should really be auditioning for open mic night at the stand-up comedy club anytime soon. I'll explain in a moment. Candy's got traffic on the fives first.
It just, Take it all. It's so. I'm sorry.
The traffic.
I'm still on your Obama impression. That was really good, though. I-10 eastbound at mile marker 8 showing a vehicle crash, and it is slowing things down. Of course, I-10 eastbound at mile marker 8, and just double-checking that. Very slow. It looks like a parking lot eastbound again at mile marker 8. That's between Pine Forest, of course, and Carr City. So, and it's backed up almost, well, past the 9 mile exit now. So use caution there and wherever you are. We have another crash eastbound 98 in Navarre, just west of Orion Parker. It's been backing up, and it's already backed up past the Walmart Supercenter in Navarre. Traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. Again, I-10 eastbound, and then eastbound 98 in Navarre. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So we get into all of this, like, cross talk view style conversation where it's hard to make anything out. Last night it was embarrassing for the party and the participants.
You can't be on both sides.
Gentlemen, you'll have your turn.
One of the challenges,
so listen up, we
should have
focus on the issues that matter. We know we did business in China. Everybody knows that.
If I may address,
focus on holding Joe.
Mine. Like the geese and Nemo or whatever.
Seagulls, I guess. Yeah, I haven't seen it, but yeah.
Seagulls, that's right. Seagulls. So, and there was a lot of that, and that was unfortunate. And then you had the moment that, well, let's just say this made a lot of social media noise and also is going to make a lot of the rounds on radio and TV today. You had Chris Christie talking about education and the unions. And who's to blame for the poor quality of education in the United States compared to what some other countries or what even we had done in the past?
But let's tell the truth to everybody about what this is. This public school system is no longer run by the public. It is run by the teachers' unions in this country. Randy Weingarten and her crew are absolutely strangling. They are taking the worst of their members and defending them rather than advocating for our kids. And when you have the President of the United States sleeping with a member of the teachers' union, there is no chance that you could take the stranglehold away from the teachers' union every day.
What? In the actual... What? Why? Why would you make me think about that dimension of their relationship? Why would you bring up her? It has nothing to do with anything. You really think that's the issue? The fact that, you know, First Lady Jill Biden happens to be it's so out of nowhere, this comment. But not to be outdone in the moment of awkwardness, I give you former Vice President Mike Pence.
But I want to answer the question as well, Dana, that you just asked Doug Burgum. Because by way of full disclosure, Chris, you mentioned the president's situation. My wife isn't a member of the teachers' union, but I got to admit, I've been sleeping with a teacher for 38 years. And so full disclosure.
The full disclosure. Is that like a pet name? 437-1620. Has any line ever been delivered with less comedic effect than that?
Isn't a member of the teachers' union, but I got to admit, I've been sleeping with a teacher for 38 years. And full disclosure.
Oh, no. So now we have a name for this segment. This segment of the debate brought to you by Van Halen, the Hot for Teacher moment, starring Mike Pence, Chris Christie, and implied Karens and Jills everywhere.
Wow.
720 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
What should you look for in a church? Allow me to give you three things. Look for a church that exalts the Savior, a church that equips the saints, and a church that evangelizes the sinner. And by exalt the Savior, I mean a church where Christ is not just prominent, but where he's preeminent in the singing and preaching. And by equip the saints, I'm describing a place where Christians are learning the Bible and are growing in their personal walk with God. By evangelizing the sinner, I'm describing a church where the congregation is together focused on giving the good news of the gospel to the community around them. Ladies and gentlemen, I urge you to get involved in a church with these three ingredients, and you'll find yourself in a healthy church.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
There's nothing worse than being charged to spend your own money. That's why, at Penair Credit Union, our fee-free checking account has surcharge-free ATMs available from Pensacola to Pencil wherever. So wherever you go, you can bet there's a surcharge-free ATM waiting for you. Because, hey, we don't like fees any more than you do. So our checking has no monthly fees, no balance requirements, and thousands of surcharge-free ATMs nationwide. Penair Checking. It just fits better. Make the switch at penair.org/checking. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Jaclyn Harris Preparatory Academy presents The Many Faces of Tina Turner on Friday, September 29th. Sue Strawn will host an evening of electrifying music, fun, and dancing by Dance Connection. Master storyteller Robin Richard will share the story of the most amazing recording artist ever, Tina Turner. This is a fundraiser event for Favor House, so join them for a fun evening. Tickets are $55 and can be purchased at eventbrite.com.
More news, more talk with Markley Van Kevin Robbins on at 11, right after the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I think I'm like an alcoholic, but with beer, you know?
I have to jump in here. There's one person on this.
This is infuriating because TikTok is one of the most dangerous social media apps that we could have. And what you've got, I honestly, every time I hear you, I feel a little bit dumber for what you say. Because I can't believe that here you've got a TikTok situation.
That was a pretty good moment too. I mean, I hate to be the guy who's scoring the zingers and not the substance, but some, you know, that was unfortunately not a lot of great substance that we should really get in. Oh, you know, actually there was a little bit. Okay, so after all of the stuff with who's sleeping with whose teacher, you know, between Pence and Christie and whatever, all the weirdness that was. Oh, somebody texted and said Mike Pence is what we always expected. He's everyone's least favorite uncle. And my response was, yeah, but he's the guy who won't let you go on a trip without making sure the tires are inflated at the right pressure, which is, I think, kind of true. But, you know, after all of that on education, you know, DeSantis got in a comment about education that was pretty good.
Our country's education system is in decline because it's focused on indoctrination, denying parents' rights. Florida represents the revival of American education. We're ranked number one in the nation in education by U.S. News and World Report. My wife and I, we have a 6, 5, and 3-year-old. This is personal to us. We didn't just talk about universal school choice. We enacted universal school choice. We didn't just talk about parents' bill of rights. We enacted the parents' rights. We eliminated critical race theory, and we now have American civics and the Constitution in our schools in a really big way, just like President Reagan asked for in his farewell address back in 1989. Florida is showing how it's done. We're standing with parents, and our kids are benefiting.
I thought DeSantis was presidential. I thought he came out the best out of the contestants last night. And, you know, he even was the one who led everybody else in refusing to do the stupid, you know, newlywed game gimmick at the end. So I thought that there was a lot of things that he showed well at last night, including his position on Ukraine frustrates me because he won't really pick a side exactly. But I thought the conversation about Ukraine was particularly useful with Haley and Pence and, you know, versus Vivek Ramaswamy. I'll play that for you in just a second. Let's get Candy here with traffic on the fives.
Watching a couple of accidents. One is I-10 eastbound. It's at mile marker 8 between Pine Forest and 9 Mile. And it's between Car City, I should say, and the Pine Forest exit. but backing up past the 9 mile exit right now. Very slow I-10 eastbound, and then 98 eastbound in Navarre, a crash just west of Orion Parker, and it's backed up pretty far, 98 eastbound past the Walmart Supercenter in Navarre. If you have traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Yeah. If you have a loved one, particularly, it's usually parents, okay? It could be brother, sister, could be aunt or uncle, but it's often your parents, and you notice that they're just maybe not as sharp as they used to be. Maybe they're struggling a little bit more to get basic things done like cooking and cleaning, and maybe you're having to drive them to errands because they can't drive themselves. And maybe it's even, you know, more basic things like they need help bathing or dressing or grooming or toileting. And, okay, maybe you've got somebody helping them. Maybe it's just you. Maybe it's getting to be too much. The point is everybody progresses in this stuff, and you don't want to acknowledge what's really happening, and sometimes you wait too long. Well, if kind of you're getting to that feeling, call my friend John Horton at Assisted Living Locators. He'll help you figure out what's the right level of care for your loved ones, the right place, because assisted living can mean a lot of different things. And there's a lot of different local places that do it. And you just want to find the right one that fits your budget and their needs. And there's no cost to talking to John whatsoever for you. So feel free to call him at 712-0887. He's helped lots of people navigate this very difficult and sometimes a little bit emotional kind of territory. Or check him out online at assistedlivinglocators.com. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Elon Musk says he's making some cuts to X's election integrity team. The cuts seem to be a reversal of last month's announcement when X said it was expanding its safety and elections team to focus on combating manipulation. A 29-year-old Texas man is pleading guilty to charges stemming from the deaths of more than four dozen migrants in a tractor trailer last year. Federal officials say Christian Martinez played a key role in smuggling at least 66 illegal immigrants from the Texas border city of Laredo in the 18-wheeler. The trailer was later found abandoned in San Antonio with 48 dead migrants inside. And the Senate is reversing its new casual dress code, going back to a business suit only tradition. Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says it's easiest for everybody if men stick with dressing formally.
Though we've never had an official dress code, the events over the past week have made us all feel as though formalizing it is the right way forward.
Last week, of course, the dress requirements were quietly relaxed. That triggered a bipartisan backlash. And then yesterday, the Senate unanimously approved a resolution requiring members wear formal business attire.
Good. Good. I look, the 100 most powerful people on the planet ought to not wear hoodies to work. This is not a complicated thing. There might be times when it's inconvenient, annoying. I'm certainly no big fan of daily dress up, but I'm not in Congress. I'm not in the Senate. You know, I do a radio show. I can wear flips and a T-shirt. If, you know, Fetterman wants to wear a hoodie and shorts, he can go work at the Foot Locker, or he can come do radio for a living. You know, he doesn't need to be in the Senate. David, thanks so much for the update. 729 here on News Radio 92.3. Somebody says, what do you think about DeSantis and Haley ticket? I love it. I think they're very compatible as candidates, as worldviews, as... Now, you know, I could see a lot of, I would like that quite a bit. That would be good. 437-1620. Yeah, and I got somebody text in, you know, if you let Fetterman wear a hoodie and, you know, in shorts, then you're eventually at some point you're going to get like Susan Collins in a bikini. You know, like, I mean, that's the point. Like somebody's, you know, AOC or MGT, they're going to show up in, you know, Lululemons or something. I mean, it's like,
cool.
That's...
How is that a problem for anybody?
It's not Congress anymore. You know,
I'm just
you kidding.
I like
respectable
to get people mad.
I know. People were very on you about that the last time.
I know, dude.
437-1620. I don't have time to get into the Ukraine stuff other than that, you know, Haley and Pence all made the point about Vivek being wrong on Ukraine that, you know, using, what's the number? I think it's 5%. 5% of our military budget to degrade one half of Russia's military power, that's a good trade. That is a good investment. And no, you know, U.S. military lives in the process, I mean, that's good. Plus, you got to stop Putin. I mean, you know, for all the things he didn't do, you know, particularly well last night, you know, Pence was right about that. Even Chris Christie was right about that. So, you know, the only one on the stage that doesn't seem to grasp that concept is Vivek Ramaswamy. Anyway, 7:30 on News Radio 92.3. David, what do you have coming up, sir?
The Escambia School District now offering anger management. We'll have more after Fox.
Fox News. Johnson. I'm Chris Foster.
Joe Biden doesn't belong on a picket line. He belongs on the unemployment line.
Former Vice President Mike Pence talking about the auto worker strike during last night's second Republican debate in California, co-hosted by Fox Business. There were personal attacks between some of the candidates.
Talk about someone who has never seen a federal dollar she doesn't like.
South Carolina Senator Tim Scott talking about former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says if he's elected president, he'd have the Justice Department crack down on liberal prosecutors.
We're not going to let him get away with it anymore. We want to reverse this country's decline. We need to choose law and order over rioting and disorder.
The next debate is November 8th in Miami. Army Private Travis King is now back in the United States, released by North Korea 2 months after running across the border from South Korea rather than be flown home to face dishonorable discharge. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 731, News Radio 92.3. It's cloudy, 71 degrees in Pensacola. Scambia school district officials remain committed to keeping students in the classroom, even when they could be facing an out-of-school suspension. Last year, they introduced a new program. It allows students to take four-week anger management courses rather than be suspended.
We've piloted this in a few schools now, but it is a curriculum which is ran by their mental health counselors who volunteered to do that program. In middle schools, it's done before school, and high schools, it's done after school hours.
That is Jeremy Tompkins, the student engagement coordinator for the district, and he tells Channel 3 parents do have to sign off before their student can take part in that program. There's a new recovery center for women opening its doors this week, the Pearl Wellness Center. It's located in at 222 North Spring Street, and they are holding a grand opening event this coming Friday. Vice President Greer Noyes says that she is 10 years sober and she and her staff are ready to treat women that have addiction or trauma issues.
We don't ever want money to be a barrier. You know, if somebody is super willing and really, really eager for recovery, we will always look at those things and help support them. We will provide scholarships, which we've already done.
Noya is telling Channel 3 that with long-term care being their focus, patients are there for a minimum of 90 days. If you want more information, visit thepearlrecoverycenter.com. Well, homeowners that have policies with Citizens Insurance can expect a bill increase soon. The Citizens Board of Governors approved a rate hike of 11.5% yesterday. Citizens, the supposed insurer of last resort, has grown a lot lately as other insurance providers have left the state. They have almost 1.5 million policies. Mayor D.C. Reeves says the city and Baptist hospital officials have started working towards a donation agreement for the Baptist Legacy Campus on E Street.
Definitely a work in progress at this point, but we of course have urgency on this, and our full expectation is to be ready to go in October. While we, of course, go advocate at any level we can, state or federal level, to procure some funding.
And that first meeting happened on Tuesday this week in order to secure any state or federal money to cover the cost of demolition, which could be anywhere between $15 and $20 million. The city has to own that property. The ribbon was cut for a new medical office in Santa Rosa County yesterday. HCA Florida West's new primary care office on Avalon Boulevard officially opened its doors. They'll be providing annual checkups, of course, and care for chronic conditions for adults and kids out of that office. The man that escaped from Gulf Breeze police on Monday that caused that overnight manhunt in the East Hill area has been caught by Escambia County deputies. 40-year-old Dimitri Glushko was tracked down by deputies Wednesday. He was around 10th Avenue in Ramada. He was taken into custody on multiple charges, including escaping police custody, larceny, obstruction of justice. He's being held on $17,000 bond. 7:35, let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing?
A couple of accidents you want to watch out for this morning. One is I-10 eastbound, right between the Pine Forest exit and the Car City exit. Of course, it's backed up quite a way, so use caution there. Also, Highway 98 eastbound in Navarre, a couple of accidents. Just west of Orion Parker, it's Tom Street 98, and it is backed up past 87 now at this point. Now, if you have traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620. We're going to be joined by Officer Mike Wood from the Pensacola Police Department next. We are News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
A soggy start with a little bit of mist as we kick off Thursday. The rest of the day sees a small chance for rain, especially for the coastal spots south of Interstate 10, highs in the low to mid 80s today. Most of us just see clouds for the remainder of Thursday. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the sun comes back out. We should see highs return to the 90s by the weekend. If you do head down to the coastline, by the way, we have a high chance for rip currents. Be mindful of what color flag is flying at your beach of choice. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer with the weather here on WEAR News.
It is 71 in Pensacola, 73 in Gulf Breeze, 72 in Milton. And our next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The new iPhone 15 Pro may be too hot for some to handle, literally. Apple's priciest new iPhones are heating up in some scenarios, reaching high temperatures that make them difficult to touch at certain times. The high temperatures are prompting concerns Apple might need to address overheating and software updates that could impact performance. Hyundai and Kia are recalling a combined 3.37 million vehicles after the auto manufacturers said electrical shorts in affected models could lead to fires. The automaker said the anti-lock brake system module is impacting Hyundai vehicles and could leak brake fluid internally and cause an electrical short. 3M is looking at a government investigation in Belgium over water emissions from a company plant that allegedly contained a higher than allowed level of so-called forever chemicals. The Minnesota-based materials company says it's idled all manufacturing related to PFAS at the Belgian facility. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a mixed open. That's Your Money Now.
Do you struggle with occasional nerve aches in your hands or feet? Try Nervive Nerve Relief from the world's number one nerve care company. Nervive tablets contain alpha-lipoic acid to relieve nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort, plus B-complex vitamins to support healthy nerve function as you age. Live life with less nerve discomfort with Nervive Nerve Relief. Learn more at nervivehealth.com. And try Nervive Pain Relieving Cream to block nerve pain signals at the source. Use as directed.
This is Tort Talk with personal injury lawyer Terrence A. Gross.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. In 1986, the Florida Bar limited personal injury contingency fees through trial to 40%. At that time, I thought that was too high. I've now practiced personal injury law in Northwest Florida for over 40 years, and I'm proud to say I've never charged a client 40%.
Tort Talk is brought to you by Terrence A. Gross. Call 434-3333 or check him out at grossandschuster.com.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety.
No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
More than 50 people are under arrest in connection with this overnight crime wave that hit Philadelphia. Officers tackling suspects, ransacking businesses. Crowds of suspected thieves seen running from stores like Apple, Lululemon, and Foot Locker.
This is not shoplifting. This is looting. This is riot.
It's called organized retail theft. It's happening all over America, killing business and making shopping even more expensive. Target says crooks are forcing them to close 9 stores by October, saying theft is, quote, threatening the safety of our team and guests.
The high instances of retail theft in this country are due to the lack of prosecution, the demonization of the American law enforcement officer to the point that most police departments are shorthanded.
That last voice you heard there was Sergeant Betsy Smith with the National Police Association, and you had various audio from ABC, NBC, Instagram, and things like that of these really unbelievable. I don't know if you've seen any of the video out of Philadelphia. It's crazy, and it's not fundamentally different in kind from what we've seen in other places like Chicago, San Francisco, and elsewhere, but it is you know, more of it to an even greater degree. Companies are abandoning these cities. They can't, you know, they had tried just locking everything up. Like if you wanted to buy toothpaste, you'd have to get an attendant to unlock the cabinet for you, you know, and even that's not working. And they're stealing, you know, tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars of stuff. What was the number that I saw? The increase in the value of items stolen last year, 2022, was $112 billion, up almost 20% over 2001. That is just an enormous increase as a result of this. Joining us now, we have Mike Wood. He's the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, and good morning to Candy.
Good morning. Good to have you. So, obviously, we're not really seeing this, you know, locally and even in Florida. I think the governor and the legislature have done a really good job of empowering law enforcement to thwart this. And the issues with morale in Florida aren't the same because we have police culture. But when you see this stuff, you know, what is your take? What is your thought as a law enforcement officer?
Well, you want to jump in and help the officers that are there. They're outnumbered a lot of times. And you know, God bless them for the jobs that they're doing, working in the cities that have anti-law enforcement vibes in the area and prosecutors that aren't prosecuting these crimes, yet they're still there doing their job. So, you know, a lot of times people don't think about that part. They are still there. They're not all walking out. So, you know, when you see crimes like this, the criminals that are doing it, they don't look at the big picture. These stores are shutting down, and, you know, just they need to think, what if all the stores, brick and mortar stores, just shut down and everything's online? You're not going to do a lot of smashing and grabbing then. But, you know, burning stores down and looting them like that is just going to get them to close and run stores out of the neighborhoods that they live in.
Yeah. And by the way, I mean, these people are not fools. I mean, you might think that they're crazy or evil and antisocial and, you know, sociopathic. All yes. OK. But they're not fools. The ones in Philadelphia, they staged this massive series of break-ins and thefts to look like it was an outgrowth of a protest that was being held, a peaceful protest that had to do with a judicial ruling on a police shooting. So there was a ruling that went the way that people didn't want it to go, and there was a protest for that. And these folks on social media arranged the smash and grabs to make it look like it was connected with that protest, and it really wasn't. I mean, this is some pretty sophisticated, like, information warfare operational kind of stuff that they're conducting as well. Anyway, I wanted to hear your thoughts on it, and, you know, I certainly hope that none of this comes here to Pensacola. I also have great confidence that if it were to happen in our area, it would happen one time.
We're not going to put up with things like that. You know, Andrew, on a small scale, we've had shoplifting before with two or three involved. And fortunately, the track record for apprehension is pretty good. But like you said, I'm glad we haven't seen anything on a large scale in our city.
Most definitely. The other day, yesterday, we were talking to Mayor D.C. Reeves about the ShotSpotter location. How close are you guys to being able to roll this out? And where is it going to be in case people missed yesterday?
We're getting very close in the next couple of months. The area has been determined, and I try to get this right. It's about just south of Fairfield, all the way to the water, north to south, and then east, about the Tarragona to Pace Boulevard, I believe is the area it's going to be in. So it's going to take up most of the west side of the city limits of Pensacola.
Okay. And if I have this right in my head, that would include the sheriff's offices are within that footprint, right? Like just barely, but they are.
Well, they're I'm not sure what their area is going to cover. If you're talking about the building itself, it won't be going that far west. We'll shut it down around Pace Boulevard.
Okay. Well, again, I think that's right where that is. But okay, yeah. No, but and that's going to come online, and that's going to give you the ability to instantly respond to shots fired, and it gets dispatched immediately, right? Like you don't even have to go through a person to tell the police to respond, right?
Right. The officers will be notified immediately in their vehicles through their mobile computer terminal.
Very good. And I know that's also going to come online. You know, the sheriff's office is working on the the coordinated incident response center or whatever, you know, the real-time crime center. That's it. And, you know, that's all a part of this planning as well, is to kind of bring more coherence, consistency, and unity between the forces in the response to these things, right?
Yeah, you know, the real-time crime center is going to be a huge asset. Glad they're getting that going online. A lot of cities have that, and it's been successful everywhere. Every department has had that, so that's going to be a huge asset to us.
Very good. We're talking to Mike Wood, the Public Information Officer for Pensacola Police Department. Let's get Candy in here. Traffic on the fives.
A couple of accidents you certainly want to watch out for this morning. One is I-10 eastbound at mile marker 8, but that's between the Carr City and the Pine Forest exit, and it is backing things up quite a ways, so be careful there. At Marconoff on Highway 29, showing an accident right near the Tom Thumb. Caution there. East Bay Boulevard and River Run Road showing an accident, and Highway 98 is backed up in Navarre. Starting at Tom Street, the eastbound lane is blocked past 87 after an accident this morning. If you have traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. I got a text in here that I have to read. It's so funny. Somebody says, you know what they never seem to be looting in these things? Work gloves and boots. Ties and shirts, you know, like right on. That's funny. Back to Mike Wood. He's a public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, it's been a somewhat quiet week for y'all. And, you know, I don't believe I have the power to jinx that, so I don't mind saying it. But you've had a couple of missing persons cases, and you have made a, which have turned up fine and safe, and that's always good. But you have did make an arrest in that shooting outside of Workman, right?
Yeah, the investigators worked hard on that from the moment that it happened. They were able to develop information on who it was. And once that individual got wind that we had a warrant out for his arrest, he did the right thing, which you don't see a lot of times, and he turned himself in.
Very good. Well, I always appreciate that. And the Baptist move. We talked about this with Wes Moreno last hour, but you guys were one of the, you know, handful of key agencies. You guys, I think, were the ones escorting the ambulances over. Easy, done, no problem, right?
Yeah, no problems and done ahead of time. So it went a lot smoother than anticipated. And, you know, when you do things on a scale like that, you have to anticipate problems. And that's what was done, you know, time-wise. And it wasn't needed. It was done a lot quicker than everyone thought. So, yeah, 100% on that. It went well.
Very good. Yeah, no, I mean, I just think kudos to everybody involved. It certainly seemed like that to me. We always like to end with a cop myth or a did you know. Do you have one for us this week?
I do, and it's related to, like you said, we had two missing persons this week, and fortunately they were both found quickly. But the myth was, and I saw this in a comment on social media, that why do some people get posted immediately and others hours and maybe a day or two later, and they think that you have to wait 24 hours before you can report a person missing, and that's the myth. That's simply not true. If someone is missing, especially a small child, we need to be notified immediately. And just as soon as we can get recent photographs and the other information, we're going to put that out on our social media. The media is going to be notified via text with all this information as quickly as possible. So there is zero wait time, especially with a small child. If you look around the house and you can't find your child, don't wait 20 or 30 minutes. Go on and get us headed that way, because I can tell you when a child is missing, everybody heads that way. The police department, the building, the people in the building, it empties out. Everybody's headed that way. So waiting 24 hours is a huge myth. It's been around a long time.
I am so glad you say that. We need to, you know, we do routinely and periodically remind people about that. But that is the one where, you know, I get angry when I see that myth perpetuated in TV and movies, because it's such an easy one not to have to. You know, they don't have to say it. I don't know why they keep saying it, but I fear that that has or may in the future cost somebody their life because people think they have to wait when you do not have to wait. That's a complete myth, complete invention of, you know, the entertainment media. And it really offends me that that is impeding the ability to help and do good that the police, law enforcement are always eager to do. Thank you for sharing that one with us again. Mike Wood is a public information officer with the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, as always, thank you so much for the time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.
749 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are looking for that next vehicle because, you know, maybe you're the kind of person that likes to, you know, change every couple of years. Maybe you're the kind of person that, like me, where, you know, you stick with a thing, you know, and you buy a car and then you drive it until it's got 300,000 miles on it and then you buy a new car, you know, because that's how I do. And the perfect place to do that is at Frontier Motors. Cars that are almost new. Cars that will last for a long time because they are a year or two, maybe 3 years old. They're great condition. They got low mileage. You know, we bought a one-year-old Honda Odyssey with 12,000 miles on it. It had come back from a lease in Orlando, went to auction because they couldn't sell it. I don't know why, but I'm glad they couldn't because we got it when Frontier went down there and bought it and brought it back here and sold it to us. And that's the kind of car they specialize in, you know, the kind of car that's going to be around for a long time. Now, if you want to, you know, trade up more frequently than that, that's fine. But that is what they specialize in. 300 different cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, sports cars on the lot, all kind of arranged by type of car. So you can really compare, you know, all the different sedans or all the different SUVs against each other side by side without having to drive all over town and, you know, which one's got this one and which one's got that one. And if they don't have something, they can go find it for you. They're good at that. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says. If you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Join Darren McIntyre, Artistic Director of Ballet Pensacola, today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10, as he announces the season opener on stage at the Center Friday, October 6th at 7 p.m., the production of Dracula, backed by popular demand, October 6th through the 8th and the 13th through the 15th. Call in or text your questions for Darren and his guests to 850-437-1620 and tune in today at 10 to win tickets.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie from 4 till 7 right before Dave Ramsey on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
For the last time, I'm pretty sure what's killing the crops is this Brondo stuff.
The Brondo's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
Identify that sound effect opportunity for you here.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
I'll play something and I want to see if you can figure out what it is. It's not that hard. That's my way of saying you should figure this out. But if you don't, well, you know, so be it. These things happen sometimes.
Well,
but,
thanks for leading with
yeah,
me.
Yeah, right. Thanks for setting you up for success. Here goes.
Baseball hit, right?
Well, wait for it. Oh. I mean, give it a second to breathe.
Two baseball hits.
Three baseball hits.
Yeah.
yeah.
All right. So why would I play that? Got any guesses?
Because baseball season is right now, I think.
I got to take BP at Wahoo Stadium yesterday.
Batting practice?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Why?
They have this like
Are you playing?
Partner advertising. No, I've never never played baseball. I played softball, and I played like T-ball, and somehow I fell out of baseball, and I never did play it. But I'm good friends with somebody who's an advertiser, works with the Wahoos, and so he invited me to this event that they do every year. Last year it was rained out. We took BP in the cage down underneath with the machine. So this is, you know, live arm, somebody throwing at me.
How did you do?
I did really well. I was very happy.
Right. That's awesome. It was that's exciting.
Oh, my God. That was the first time I've ever taken BP on a field, and to have it be at Wahoos, which is the most beautiful venue. It
is it gorgeous. Not? It's so pretty. Ah,
it really is. And he pitched him slow enough that this old man could catch up to him, so it was good, you know, making it easy for me. But, a bunch of line drives and shots to the outfield, and I felt really good about
it.
And then I was feeling super good, so I went and fielded, but I didn't bring my mitt.
Yeah.
Which I didn't think of it. So I went and fielded some balls and, barehanded, which is always fun, and caught a ball in the outfield barehanded, which you should not do.
Yeah.
But I think I realized afterwards, I have to check with the Wahoos because I didn't think to ask it at the time. Mm-hmm. I think they might use a ball that's a little different than like a major league ball. It's not as hard.
Is it deflated?
No. It's a little.
I'm just kidding.
It just seemed a little bit less dense. And I think it's because it's designed. I was looking this up to see which kind of ball they use in minor leagues because they use aluminum bats. And I think it is a slightly different. It's a little bit lighter, it seems like. It's less likely to hurt you and less likely to hurt me catching it.
Right, sure.
Which you normally don't want to do that with your bare hands. And I'm like, oh, I think this will be okay. And sure enough. So, yeah, that was so much fun. So
that
I really appreciate
cool.
the Wahoos
making. Did they give you a signing bonus for next year?
No. People were joking. Oh, sign him up. I'm like, yeah, no, I don't
that's
think so.
That's great, though. That's super cool.
It was
cool.
Just really fun. It was like a kid's dream come true. So I just had a lot of fun with that.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah. And the field is amazing. The artificial turf they've got there is amazing. 756 day. Oh, sorry, let's do traffic first. Go ahead, Candy.
There's some stuff you want to watch out for this morning. Highway 98 and Tom Street in Navarre. Eastbound is backed up past 87 this morning. I-10 eastbound, this is at mile marker 8, showing an accident. And it's also backed up quite a ways, back to the Highway 90 exit right now. And it looks like a parking lot in that area. Certainly use caution. The same thing with 98 eastbound over in Navarre. A couple of other accidents that you do want to watch out for. One is at the Atmore Cutoff and Highway 29. It doesn't look like a roadblock, but certainly if you know different, let us know. And Old Chemstrand Road in Cantonment and 29 showing an accident as well. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
President Biden has granted an emergency declaration for southeast Louisiana over a saltwater intrusion. Officials say that could impact the water supply there. Drought-like conditions have slowed the flow of the Mississippi River, which allowed salt from the Gulf to creep upstream. British actors...
There's saltwater intrusion up the Mississippi because of drought conditions and volume of the...
That's what they're saying, yeah.
Okay, wow, okay.
British actor Sir Michael Gambon, best known to American audiences as Dumbledore, the second Dumbledore, in the Harry Potter movies, has passed away. He died in the hospital after a bout with pneumonia yesterday. He was 82. And this one
we
could...
also had the guy from The Man from U.N.C.L.E. died the other day too, right? The actor, I forget his name. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry, David.
Oh, that's okay. And this one could impact a lot of folks around here. Citizens Property Insurance has approved an 11.5% rate hike. They have almost 1.5 million policies. It's supposed to be the insurer of last resort, but it's the largest insurer in the state of Florida now.
Yeah, and it's just always
and
the concern.
And we just
is,
got them.
Oh, man. And it's such a, like, as you see companies that either won't do or stop doing business in Florida and then, you know, insurer of last resort, and it's not a great option for anybody, and we shouldn't really want anybody to be on it. But, All right, David, thank you so much for the update. You know, we haven't talked about this all morning, but I love this program that the Escambia County Schools is doing with the anger management classes. That's great. People skills. It's kind of like the Blazer Academy stuff that the sheriff's office is doing. You say, well, what percentage of these, badly behaved kids are they going to be able to help? I don't care. Help one or two. That's better than helping zero. Listen up.